This author then went on to encourage those students with the greatest capabilities, those who hold the highest spiritual ideals, to live as hermits in the wilderness, in solitude. He cited extensively from the very inspirational Songs of Experience written by Milarepa. As I was reading this, I was very moved by some of the passages, particularly some of the passages where it says one should live in indeterminate places, live single-pointedly with a single-pointed dedication to meditation practice and so on. When reading this text, I was reminded of when I was younger, when I had a great yearning and felt very much drawn to the ideal of living as a hermit, living, as a Tibetan expression says, like a wounded animal withdrawing into solitude. Of course, even though reading those passages reawakened that yearning, I immediately realized that now I'm in my middle 60s. Much time has passed. And also with this title of Dalai Lama, I have many responsibilities. And I thought that even if I were to choose that kind of life, living in solitude, I don't know if I would have the skills to cook for myself, even make myself a cup of tea. And on top of that, I thought about many practical considerations, questions of security, what I would do if someone came to harm me. So all of these things would make it harder for me to live as a hermit at this point in my life.
The Dalai Lama was perfectly still for several moments, lost in his private thoughts, maybe pondering the course of his life. I don't know. But he soon roused himself from his reverie and added,
"Anyway, if I had been younger and my situation in life had been different, that is what I would have liked to do. Your question reminded me of these things. And to answer your question about choosing an alternative kind of job or life if my situation was different, living in solitude as a hermit is the only thing that comes to mind. Apart from that, I have no other ideas. That thought never occurs to me."
At the time of this conversation, I had a sense that the Dalai Lama's situation and circumstances were so unique that very little of what he said could be applied to the rest of us. After all, even ignoring his position as the world's only Dalai Lama, few of us are monks, and fewer still would consider being a hermit as the only alternative to their present employment. Reviewing our conversation in my mind later on, however, I was less certain about the lack of relevance of his thoughts to the rest of us. A key idea emerged. Distilling the essence of one's particular role or activity and binding one's identity to the essence rather than the outer trappings of one's position. In the Dalai Lama's case, the work of a monk is spiritual practice. The external activities or duties of this job involved certain rituals, recitations, a certain manner of dress and behavior. The essence involved inner development. He made it clear that even if he had to relinquish the external forms, he could still be happy by retreating into solitude and continuing to practice the essence. Perhaps this was something that could be applied to others after all. The earlier example of Lena illustrated how a person can discover techniques to expand one's self-concept beyond the confines of the workplace. In her case, she found that visualization and mental rehearsal of her worst fears coming true, along with deliberate reflection on the various roles she played in life, her non-work-related roles, was an effective strategy to divest her self-identity from her job. But in regard to discovering effective strategies, it seems that the Dalai Lama added another dimension, taking a quantum leap, in fact. In a sense, one can conceptualize Lena's technique as widening one's self-image by outward expansion, looking out across the landscape of her life to find other parts of herself beyond the workplace. These other roles may be related to relationships, spouse, parent, child, sibling, or friend, or to activities, hobbies, interests, athletic endeavors, volunteer work. The Dalai Lama's method, on the other hand, involves widening one's identity by a kind of inward expansion, going to the core, moving to a deeper and more fundamental level by discovering the essence of the particular role or activity. From this perspective, then, the essence of one's role as a spouse, parent, or friend is human love and affection.